All right, and the Squirrel Master Brett is in the house.
Hey, 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 hey. You like that? Hey, 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 hey. You gotta adapt or die. Hey, hey, do you like that? Hey, hey, if you can't draw the tail good, it's just not gonna read squirrel.
Fake Brett sounds like Brett Favre.
Hey, 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 do you like that?
He sounds like Philip Rivers.
I've been drawing stuff all day. Hey, 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 do you like that? Hey, hey, what do you think about if you put a picture of your penis and then you put a caption on it? I enjoy making love, having sex, making love, having sex, making love and drawing stuff all day.
Welcome to the potty, Cohagen. For those of you that don't know, Mike Tim maybe, or the other Tim Mike, that's Squirrels in the Sky by DJ Squirrel Master. This is the Frotcast. Welcome to another edition of this week's Frotcast, for live from the Frot Quarters. This is your motorcycle riding ear rapist, Ben. I have laser-focused blogger Vince.
No, I'm not laser-focused. I said that.
Oh, he is scatterbrained Vince.
Yeah, there you go.
My bad.
Pube counting.
Pube counting Vince. And we have the squirrel drawer, the real true squirrel drawer, Brett.
I'm also going to be Brendan tonight, so.
Oh, you're both.
Yeah, I'm going to be both.
All right, well, give us fake Brendan.
Football.
He's puffed himself up like a spiny dogfish.
That was pretty good. That sounded just like Brendan.
Yeah, sometimes it's about books, though. Sometimes it's football. Sometimes it's books.
Or what about metal?
Yeah.
He likes metal.
He does.
Stuff this guy's head in the toilet, and then I read Catch 22. It was awesome.
And then I listened to Metallica Kill 'Em All, the seminal metal album.
So this night, tonight, not a lot going on, but we do have Burnsy's Corner.
No, we got a lot going on,
well,
bro.
We got
so much.
We got news stories. Vince tried to see Warrior and failed. He ended up seeing Contagious.
I saw Contagion.
Contagious.
Which did include Gwyneth Paltrow getting an autopsy done on her. It was pretty gnarly.
They actually killed her?
That is
method acting.
It's not even really a spoiler because it happens very early on in the movie. And they like.
It also happens in the trailer.
And her eyes are like open and she's like sitting there dead as a corpse with her eyes open. And they like cut her scalp and then peel her scalp down to where it's in front of her eyes.
Yay!
And her like blood is squirting on the guy's mask, and he like cuts her head open, and he's like, "Oh my god, I've never seen brains like that."
Because they're like flowery and pretty,
yeah,
full of song.
It's goop. Full of
he scooped it out with a spoon.
Full of so many life-affirming goop.com products.
It's like that old toy, the Mad Professor or whatever. It was sort of like Play-Doh, but sort of goopy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
Flubber.
You pull his little bones out.
It was
a monster, and you pull his little bones out.
Something like that. Yeah.
Flubber. Was the operation?
Oh, CeeLo, how'd you get in there?
Was it sea monkeys? I have no idea what you guys are talking
Beetlejuice?
About.
That was actually a really funny part. One of the few funny parts of Scary Movie 2 was I think they opened someone's head up and Beetlejuice was in there. Howard Stern's Beetlejuice, of course.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Michael Keaton Beetlejuice.
That would be funny too, however.
Michael Keaton.
Should we bring it down with the news update?
Well, we'll bring it down to bring it back up.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you got to get down to get up.
Well, we got to beat the beat back.
Yeah, you got to beat the beat up, too.
Oh, I do want to apologize. Last show, I did come down. It may have sounded harsh on Breaking Bad. I watched a few more episodes. The season does get progressively better after the first episode.
Oh, something happened.
The first episode did focus kind of heavily on, what's his name, like the kid and his crew of like tweakers. And they were the only part of the show that ever really bothered me that much. But
oh,
it's like, what are you going to do, bro? Let's go to strip clubs, bro. Hey, it's kind of like they didn't really know how to write the wiggers. So they're like halfway between stoners and kind of wiggerish, but kind of tweakery. And they just sort of like a mashup of like, well, this is what the kids seem to be doing.
This is when kids do drugs. This is what they act like.
Yeah.
Yeah. My problem is the show. I haven't watched any more episodes. My problem with that show is that it's very boring.
It's not tweakers like there were tweakers in Salt and Sea, which was awesome.
Spectacular tweakers.
Or Spun, even.
Which one was it, Spun or Salt and Sea, where he's like, I don't mean to impose, but I am the ocean.
Yeah, it's Salt and I think.
That is the best line ever.
Indeed.
What about
I mutter that to myself walking up my stairway coming home for some reason, like once a week.
If you want to see Tweakers, you should watch something like Intervention.
True.
That is true Tweakers.
Or Toddlers and Tiaras.
Oh, yeah, that's Tweakers.
Just constantly itching those children. God.
What did you do first? You want an email or murder update?
Well, we'll do the murder update. The email actually relates perfectly to it.
Very, very good point. Very good
point. So just an update on the dude we went to college with who murdered his business partner and then sent... Well, just play the news clip and it'll explain it all.
It was very creepy for me. I don't know if you guys can experience this vicariously with me or if this is too inside baseball, but it was just weird for me because... Ben sent me the link where, do you remember this guy we went to college with who murdered someone? And I'm like, yeah, I do remember him because about 2 weeks ago he friended me on Facebook. I hadn't even thought about him for a while. But so I guess, his arm got tired and he's like, hey.
He'd been thinking of you.
I
want to friend this guy. See what's going on with him.
Oh, yeah. So here we got a little bit of a news update George Stephanie Stephanopoulou.
It made the national news.
Stephanopoulos.
Isosceles?
No, it's George Stephanopoulos.
Mm-hmm. Stephanopoulos.
Stepping up to the streets, Bullis.
Murder and cover-up. Oh. Police say a California man killed his business partner to avoid paying him $1 million debt, then covered his tracks by taking over the victim's email account, sending messages to his family, creating a virtual life online. ABC's Abby Boudreau has more.
Christopher Smith loved to surf. His family says he was adventurous, a world traveler. That's why last summer, when they got an email from his account that said he was about to embark on an African safari, they believed it. Then in December, one last email saying, quote, paid some dude $100 to be online, telling his family he was headed to Congo and Rwanda. Worried, Smith's family called police. Finally, this week,
I paid some dude $100 to be online. I got money to burn. Say, for instance, if somebody owed me $1 million, I wouldn't even sweat it.
Well, here's the thing. I just got paid $1 million, and now I'm traveling. And all I've got are these goddamn Nepalese coins. What do I do with these? By the way, not dead. LOL.
Let's learn more about this guy whose death we're trivializing.
Case. Police say it was this man, his former business partner, Edward Shin, who had hijacked Smith's email account and sent all those emails to his family.
He did admit to disposing of some personal belongings, such as his car.
Police say Shin confessed he killed 32-year-old Christopher Smith. In fact, they say Smith never went on those lavish trips. He was dead that whole time. They have yet to find his body. Police say the motive.
This is the worst M. Night Shyamalan movie ever.
That's sort of a weird way to lead into that. It's like, he didn't even get to go on all those fun vacations because he was dead the whole time. It was sort of a weird.
Yeah.
Was money. Smith wanted to leave their company.
Mr. Shin had to pay him $1 million. Instead of paying him $1 million, killed him.
Police say Christopher's blood was found inside their Southern California office, which
appeared. I can't remember if there's anything else in there.
No, that's about it.
Yeah.
So, I guess just picture the way I heard about it. One of my friends sent me a text saying, search this guy's name on Google, wanted for murder. And so you go online and you see a mugshot of a guy that you went to college with. And I knew probably better than Vince and Brett because I'm a little bit older.
I had never met this dude.
Yeah. And so I knew him decently in college. And I see a mugshot and learned that he murdered and killed someone. And they don't even know where the body is. He won't tell them.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out, when we were talking about it before, I was trying to figure out why a guy that would go, who's clearly a sociopath, who would go to like some crazy lengths to sort of cover this up, would just confess because they found DNA. He seems like he would be the type to keep, spreading out the lie or whatever. But then we're talking to our friend who's a lawyer, who's a criminal lawyer, and he thought that sometimes when you're a sociopath, you think that you have this trump card because they haven't found the body yet and like,
oh, yeah, I did it. But if you don't find the body, I'm going to be skipping down the street. Yeah.
I'm just so much smarter than you police officers. I just I'll elaborately escape this when my episode ends.
Well,
character arc.
Yeah. I'll be back in season 2.
I also heard something along the lines of potentially getting a plea deal so he doesn't get the death penalty. Although we looked it up.
Yeah.
No one gets killed in California.
When's the last time we actually...
If he was in Texas, fuck, they'd probably kill him like before the hammer hits the gavel.
Yeah.
Gavel is the hammer.
Oh, the gavel hits the table. The gavel hits the...
All right, I'm going to go with gavel hits the table.
All right. Nailed it.
Boom.
And then we did get an email because last week we were talking about he'd have to join some sort of Asian gang like the Yakuza or Triads or the Yakuza. But he's Korean, so maybe it's the...
The ninjas? Is there a gang of ninjas?
There is a gang of ninjas. They are very hard to put back in their cages. They're jail cells.
Back in your cages, ninjas.
Like no, damn
like
it.
Raccoons.
Hey, you stop fucking around right now.
God damn it, the ninjas are out again.
Just throwing stars.
Who gave him throwing stars? So this comes from JD. He says, Frocketeers, I heard Brendan and Ben discussing their enjoyment of Lockup on the Frotcast, and I thought I'd shed a little light on the Asian prison gang conundrum. My wife is a nurse at San Quentin, and you're right, there aren't any Asian gangs, at least not exclusively Asian. There's so few Asians in prison that they'd get wiped out in about a day if they just stuck with themselves. So all the Asians get together and form partnerships with other races to make a gang, kind of like the Nazi lowriders. Actually, Asians and whites are the only races without their own standalone gangs. The whites always have to team up with blacks or Mexicans because everyone hates white people in prison. In conclusion, don't go to prison. Also, a couple weeks ago, a prisoner tried to smuggle a cell phone in his butt, but when he tried to poop it out, it got lodged sideways in his rectum. Ooh. They had to spread his asshole with that tool gynecologists use on women and fish it out.
It's called a speculum.
My wife was not involved, thank God. JD. That was very informative.
Yeah, yeah.
I like emails like that. Thank you, JD. Glad your wife didn't have to speculum that guy's butthole.
He just put a speculum in my mind and expanded it.
Yeah.
So we could get some knowledge.
Get the cell phone out of there.
Yeah. Now, if it turned out that the cell phone was hidden inside of a banana, I think Brendan would lose his shit.
Oh, yeah.
Then he'd have something. We did have...
You're paroled. That's hilarious.
We did have another follow-up to something we talked about last week, which was the annoying naming conventions, you know, where you name all your children the same letter.
Brendan really... Is it you or Brendan that hates Roger Clemens' kids?
Brendan really hates... I've always hated the naming convention, but Brendan really hates Roger Clemens in particular. Although I have the same feeling about Will and Jaden.
That one's bad.
Jada Smith.
The George Foreman one... doesn't really...
I find that one slightly charming for some reason. I don't know why, just because it's George Foreman, I guess.
All his kids are named George or Georgina.
Yeah.
All of them. And he has, I think, over 100 kids.
So I'm getting to that age where I have to, you know, face the possibility that I might reproduce, and I'm going to have a really hard time not naming the first one Laser Dick, regardless
of gender.
Well,
what if you go first name Laser, middle name Dick?
No, I think it has to be one word to make it...
I like
powerful.
That. That's almost like a hippie name. It's like Laser Dick Johnson.
Yeah, no pause. You can't pause. You have to run them right together. Yeah, Laser Dick Jones.
Laser Dick.
What about a hyphen in there?
Yeah.
No.
It's all one word.
It's all one word and no capitalization. Just straight lowercase. Like he doesn't capitalize it because it's just Laser.
What if you went like Laserdich?
I kind of like that. I was going to say no clever spellings, but I kind of like the CH. Oh, fucking Laser Dick.
Yeah, I was telling some other comedian that I know, that I'm friends with, when we were in line, and I was telling him about annoying naming conventions, and I was going on for about 5 minutes. He's like, yeah, my family's like that. Pretty much everybody is naming the same letter. And I knew when I was saying it. I was like, there's at least a 55% chance that his family is one of those families.
Definitely over 50.
Yeah.
Well, once you got into the fifth minute of complaining,
yeah,
that's when it got probably over 75%.
When you switch from idle complaint to full-on tirade,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Generally when you start offending people.
And when you got into the section where you're like, seriously, I will murder.
I will fuck their dead eyeballs if I find out.
Oh, my God.
That.
So this beer bottle, I would smash it.
I will bury them in a shallow grave and then send emails to their family from their account being like, hey,
so help me God.
Yours in D. D3.
What does that, mean?
I don't know. Because they're... Names start with the same.
Oh, like it's.
I don't know what the. I don't know what goes on in those families, so I didn't have any material there.
Danielle and Daniel.
Yeah. So anyway, Dear Frotcast, I dated a girl in high school who had three siblings, all of their names starting with the same letter. Brendan is right, it is the most annoying thing ever. It's so annoying, in fact, that when we finally had our big fight and broke up, I decided against impugning her brain, sexual ability, or any number of things, and went straight to, oh yeah? Well, naming four kids all starting with the name same letter is fucking stupid. Conversation over. And that comes from Tyler. P.S. The letter they went with was C, as in cunt, which she was.
How do you impugn a woman's sexual prowess? I feel like...
Sometimes you refuse to lay there.
I know. You're not cold enough of a dead fish.
Well, that's for you.
I wish you would shiver more.
There were times I think you enjoyed it. How dare you?
That's when Brett gets really angry.
You enjoyed that? How dare you?
Oh, I didn't pay you to enjoy this.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Did you want to bring Burnsy on, or did you want to talk about not seeing the UFC fighting movie and then seeing Contagious?
Did we talk about? Didn't we?
That's it. That's all you had about Contagious
story. Well,
you didn't tell the story.
I tried to see this uplifting Rocky-esque story of triumph about my favorite sport,
UFC fighting.
Yeah, and you know, they don't put the. It's not like going to a regular screening where you got the name of the movie above the door. You just go, you put your name at the door, and then you go, and it's like, oh, theater, whatever.
Don't you hear it say, I'm here to see a certain movie?
Sometimes you do, but like, you tend to see the same people out front, the same publicist out front. So like in my mind, it's like, oh, well, they know I'm here to see this movie, and in their mind, it's like, well, he's obviously here to see this movie.
Obviously. There's Mr. Film Drunk himself.
So sometimes you don't say, hey, is this such and such movie? You just sort of go, oh, okay. And then you get your tickets and you walk in theater three, whatever.
That's cute. It's like you're going to work on a Saturday. You're just like getting on the bus, got my briefcase, going to go see.
Yeah, do you get dressed up for that? Do you wear a suit and tie?
Oh, yeah. Very.
What's in your briefcase? Semen?
My bike helmet, actually. Because I ride my bike.
It's just bungee corded together.
All right, yeah, I'm the least professional looking person there because I ride my bike to the screenings.
And you don't really wear a lot of pants when you ride your bike.
No, I don't. No. Well, the worst is when you have to wear pants and you got to do that thing where you like tuck your right pant leg into your sock or something so it doesn't get caught in your gears.
Yeah, you look like a complete buffoon.
Yeah, and then so some people look at you and they think you're like Dan Cortez, like you did one, you've rolled up one leg of your pants as a fashion statement.
Dan Cortez, isn't that an LL Cool J thing?
No, well, yeah, did Dan Cortez? Same area. I think that's when rolling up one pant leg started. Was
what on MTV Sports?
Yeah, probably
The Grind.
No, that was not Dan Cortez. That was Eric Neese.
Wow.
You know, Dan Cortez was in a Bertolli commercial during the Oscars.
I don't even know what Bertolli
it's
is.
It's like pasta?
It's like, pasta? Yeah, what's the other pasta brand? I don't remember. But anyway, it's one of those pasta brands.
Mamma mia! Is that the Dan Cortez in a pasta ad? I love it. I love MTV Sports. It wasn't my favorite show. Here's my grandson coming home from the MTV Sports. He makes his mama so proud. Why are you so mean to the Minos? How is the skydiving, Dan Cortez? How is the skydiving?
So anywho,
that was the other thing. I've been saying random stuff in an Italian grandma accent all week. Yeah.
Really?
What did you do with my hat?
It's hard to stop once you've started.
It stings.
So then I got inside. I'm expecting to see this uplifting story of brotherhood and triumph and Marines. And the first shot of the movie is like Gwyneth Paltrow coughing or something.
Well, first of all, you were pissed because you thought it was starting a half hour late.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
fucking goddamn it!
What's wrong with these lazy projectionists,
dude? I've got so many things to do.
Fucking unions.
Fucking the projectionists are not what they used to be.
Yeah. So it was a good movie. It was a really good movie for what it was.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, I watched the trailer and there was not a single cell in my body that said, you know what I want to see? I want to see a movie about a killer flu virus.
Really? Yeah, it's because your cells are pussies.
I don't know. I just
they're afraid.
I don't know. I wasn't into it. I didn't care. But you know, it was pretty good. It was definitely very scary, much more scary than like Human Centipede or Saw is gonna be. Like it's way more scary when they're like, you know, all the things that make up civilized society. They're
Paper thin.
It is paper thin.
But I didn't really need to hear that. I already knew that. I didn't really want to watch it. I wanted to.
You wrote the book on paper thin.
I wanted to see some guys sweaty dick punching and hugging each other and making
and yelling at the screen that he's not doing the jiu-jitsu moves correctly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not a fucking anaconda. God. Damn it.
Bro, they had so many consultants on this movie.
Really? Did they? Yeah. Was Paul Blart one of them?
There was a lot. I don't know. I just know that there were a lot of UFC guys in the cast doing various things. So I'm sure there were plenty of people around to say, you are not doing that joke hold right. God. I'll be honest. When I was watching 30 minutes or less and they were fighting and they were doing like a choke hold, it really did bug me how poorly he was executing the choke
hold. Son of a bitch. It's not a choke hold.
Couldn't there just be one person on the set who knows how to do that?
We got drunk. Like last weekend, and Vince would not stop talking about how a chokehold is actually an intimate procedure, and just kept saying "intimate" in a very disturbing way.
No, well, you kept,
no, I'm just saying.
You kept asking me how to do it, and I was telling you you were doing it wrong.
But then you kept saying "intimate."
Well, you gotta get your face right in there.
Vince would choke Brett out, and he'd sort of give him a little peck on the cheek.
Yeah.
You have good night, sweet prince.
You have to love someone to choke them unconscious.
That's the first step.
Sleep,
but just to dream.
First step You're is so loving tired. Your opponent.
You're so tired.
I'm not going to rape you. I'm not going to rape you.
Shh. You're so comfortable.
Just to get him comfortable first.
Oh.
Intimate.
Sleep well, my prince. Sleep well.
Should we get Burnsy on?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that all we're going to talk about? Contagion.
Oh, Contagious. Keep going.
It was good.
You said it's good for what it was.
It was good for being a movie that I had no interest in seeing.
Well, see, so here's what I think is you wanted to actually like it less than you did because you were pissed that you didn't get to see UFC fighting.
That's probably true. When it started, I was pretty angry. I was like,
did you stand up and yell?
No, I sighed loudly.
Hurrah!
I harumped as hard as I could.
Have you gotten to the point where you're sitting next to the same movie reviewers or anything?
There's a few that I recognize, but we don't. I don't know.
You don't exchange pleasantries?
No.
Are these people you'd like to befriend?
No.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Do you even know what sort of publications they write for?
Well, the funny thing is I've said before, these screenings, it's all a mix. It'll be half critics. And then half, people that
junkies.
Somehow hear, junkies. Yeah, basically,
half critics, half junkies.
Yeah, basically, like, I don't know if they go to like a halfway house and just be, oh, you guys want to go to a free screening? Because it's half.
You guys like the indoors?
It's
air conditioned.
Half hardcore pseudo intellectuals and half just schlock loving, mouth breathers.
So here's the thing: people love
whoop whoopings,
and so a lot of times, like something will happen, and you'll hear the really loud reactions from the mouth breathers. Like in the movie, like someone was dying or got shot or hit by a car or something. And I just hear someone in the back be like, oh, and then me, I'm reacting to the other person's reaction and I'm giggling like a motherfucker. But then all these other pseudo intellectuals are turning around to look at me like I'm some serial killer.
I did that during the face explosion scene in A History of Violence.
Yeah.
And because it's Cronenberg and he enjoys gratuitous gore, that there's a shot where it's like, the dead guy in the cafe, his face bleeds out, or he makes some sort of like gurgling sound as he dies.
Yeah, that was the
he'd shot him in the face.
His face gurgles at the end.
Yeah, and he goes.
Yeah,
and it's great. Like a direct close up of him on the ground bubbling out, and I laughed because it's Cronenberg, mm-hmm. and the shot of the dude's arm dissolving in The Fly is so permanently like lithographed into my skull from mm-hmm. when I was a kid. I was like, that's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen in my life.
For me, it was also The Fly, but it was the arm break. The arm break scene where they're arm wrestling and it breaks the guy's arm.
I don't remember that.
Arm wrestling and it breaks the guy's arm
How would that
Because I guess flies have super strength or something. I never quite understood
melted
that.
Melted his arm with acid.
Yeah, but I had a moment
burned
like that
in there.
That I very, very vividly remember, which was in Pan's Labyrinth at the end when she shoots the bad guy. And, I was expecting it to be the normal thing that they do at the end of action movies where the bad guy has some big elaborate death and he like falls off of something high and lands, gets impaled on a spike or something. But instead she just like walked up to him and shot him right in the cheek and he just like fell over and died. And it struck me really funny. And so I was just giggling like crazy and everybody was turning around wondering what the hell was wrong with me.
But that's sort of as an adult though. Like what scarred you as a kid.
No, it didn't scar me. I was just saying that was the weird reaction.
Never Ending Story, also very terrifying as a child.
Really? Why?
I don't know, man. It's something very Euro about it.
It is very Euro.
Right? And it doesn't quite make sense, and it's not what I'm accustomed to. And I watched it at the other grandparents' house. They had, like, neon blue shag carpet.
Just a bunch of shirtless dudes wanting to hug.
What does that mean?
Euro. It's very Euro.
I thought you meant my grandparents.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Is that the grandma's?
No, I watched it at Grandpa's house.
That's his other grandparents.
Grandpa shirtless. Grandpa no shirt.
And then just a giant flying long dog.
Falcor.
Yeah.
His name is
you sounded almost hurt.
His name is Falcor.
It didn't scar you?
Yeah, the part with the wolf was really scary.
Oh, God, I love that part.
Yeah, I remember really scary. That.
He's trapped in the wall. It's like the nothing or something, the void, or what is it called?
Well, there's the wolf. There's like the thing that's spreading, and then there's the wolf is the...
I thought the wolf was the avatar of the nothing.
Yeah, maybe you're right. It was a very evil wolf.
Yeah.
But it was like animatronic.
Yeah, he's like half stuck in a wall.
For you kids out there, this is well before the days of computer-generated imagery.
But you should get high and watch it, because it'll probably blow your fucking minds.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. There's snail racing. There's a rock monster. It's all totally ridiculous.
Oh, and the horse. That's the part that messed me up. That was the part.
The horse that drowns in the mud.
Atreyu or whatever. And it's
Atreyu.
Just,
Atreyu.
Yeah, Atreyu.
You said Atreyu.
I'm sorry I got the pronunciation wrong. Like, I haven't seen in fucking 20 years.
Were you like British where you can only put the Atreyu. Accent on the first syllable?
Here comes Laserdish.
Hey, have you met my son, Laserdish?
Oh, Laserdish.
True story, my great-grandfather's name is Mugerditch.
Not a true story.
Yeah, it is.
Fake story.
No, it's a real story. Why would I make up Mugerditch?
Because you didn't say it in your dirty Italian...
He's my Armenian grandpa, that's why.
His other grandpa.
The other grandpa.
Mugerditch.
This is first name or last name?
First name.
God, shut up, Ashley.
Hey.
Did you dial the right number, Vince?
Hey, girl.
Hi.
What are you guys talking about?
Actually, Eden, I had a good topic. We had a good
Eden
topic
mostly.
That we came upon accidentally. Have you ever been in a movie where you had like a strange reaction, like something about it struck you funny, and even though it wasn't, you know, technically funny, and then everybody in the theater sort of turned around and thought you were weird?
Probably.
Not in like a, not an adult movie theater.
That was the best audio shrug I've ever heard.
I just can't. No, I'm sure I have because, oh God, I'm trying to think of any specific instance.
I don't know if this was awkward. I laughed a lot at The Expendables. It was probably on a little more on purpose with that.
That was one of those ones.
I laughed a lot at that movie, but I don't think it was awkward.
It was one of those movies where it's on the fence of whether you're supposed to be laughing at it or not. I don't think they knew fully.
I think they thought it was more serious than...
Punisher Warzone, I was laughing my ass off the whole time.
Which one was that?
Terrible.
Who was in that one?
Was it the Thomas Jane one?
Ray
Stevenson from Rome, right?
Yeah, it was the third one. The really shitty one with the blood that just looked like it was like finger paint.
And all the Punishers were pretty terrible.
Wasn't the first one Dolph?
Yeah. Dolph Lundgren.
Well,
Bernsey, welcome to the Eden cast.
Yay!
Oh, should I play my Chopped mashup for everybody?
I can't wait.
It better be good.
All right, so Bernsey, I don't know if you watch Chopped or if anybody else watches Chopped, but I watch Chopped. That's the important thing. And it's a show on the Food Network where there's four competitors, and at the beginning of each round, they get a basket with some food in it. It'll have like... eel, and mango, some sticky rice,
nuts,
and beer nuts, and then it's like make something with this. And
isn't
then
that like every show on the Cooking Channel?
I wish.
Wow.
If only.
I seriously would watch that probably 24 hours a day.
It's
if
like
it was
every show on DIY is fix yeah. my yard.
But my favorite moment in every Chopped is where. They do this thing when they're critiquing everybody's food where they go, oh, this was great. I love the soup. It was warm. It was creamy and delicious. And then all of a sudden the music changes and it'll be like, but the sausage was very undercooked, and then it'll have like this super dramatic music cue, and it never fails to make me laugh. And so I made a mashup of just that. So
I always wish Chopped was about a chop shop.
Ugh. I like it when they have the shit. People.
How many goddamn shows do we need fucking pawn shops?
No, a chop shop is where they take stolen cars and then
it's basically a pawn shop for car parts, isn't it?
Well, it'd be like
they
stolen
don't
cars.
Sell them. Yeah, they just take them apart.
Oh,
yeah.
That kind. Okay, all right.
I was thinking like
it should be about circumcision.
They never show the
foil. Dude, American Moyle is going to be the next show on the History Channel. Mark my words.
All right,
mashup. Sorry.
Yeah.
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 Shh.
Yeah.
Shh.
Uh-huh.
All right, here it goes.
My one comment would be that the romaine is kind of wilted. You don't want to get too basic. Did you make the Trinity cook through? But the cuttlefish snack is not really present. I see it crumble up here in the salad, but it's not really exciting. However, I'm a little disappointed.
The fucking audio fucked it up.
Did you record that with your butthole?
What the fuck happened there?
Sounds a lot better when it's not on iTunes.
Did you put the recording part of the microphone inside your butt and then put that towards the TV?
Okay, well, let me tell you, that was really funny when it was not horrible audio.
I know that there's butt cam.
You have to cook a robot.
That was a butt mic.
You're a butt mic.
You're a butt mic.
But if we could, to recap, it was basically like, this cuttlefish
was very
uncrispy.
Hey, remember that question you asked me about the awkward laughing? That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, fair enough. That's what we're all doing.
The lettuce was not as moist as I would have liked.
It's a shame that I spent a few hours of my day on that. A little window into my life.
Was that at home or was that at the coffee shop?
That was at home.
Oh.
I wish it was at a coffee shop.
So that was at home just crying.
Yeah.
Editing.
Being very sad.
There's a mirror that he keeps looking at.
Oh, also, Ben has a big candle in his room. And the other day I came in and it's a big red candle with a Star of David on it. And I was like, hey, man, nice Jew candle. And he goes, yeah, that's from my grandma's funeral was the other day.
Grandfather.
Yeah. You said that? You said grandmother.
I definitely did not.
You clearly do not know which grandparent is deceased.
Well, now they both are.
Okay. I didn't really know where to go from there. I was like, "Oh, that's cool. I liked Jew candles, man. Keep that light lit. Keep it on."
This is taking a morbid turn.
I can hear the crickets from Bernsey's Skype thing, and I thought they were adding something to it.
I was just taking a moment of silence.
Yeah,
thanks, Bernsey. Now, Bernsey actually is he's got a big cricket farm at his place. Cricket farming is one of the new hot jobs in Florida.
Dude, that's organic cricket milk will sell for an ass load.
You guys laugh now.
Bernsey, what is in your corner tonight?
What's not in my corner tonight? That's the question.
Actually, Ben's grandpa?
Whoa.
Oh, man.
He's going there.
Come on, that was fun. All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, blows her off.
I thought we already crossed the dick threshold, and to not go there would just be false. That's what I thought. All right, I'm just going to go home now.
You can't.
Bernsey.
Yo.
Save me from this terrifying silence.
Well, I gave Vince a very special clip for tonight, or today, whichever the people prefer.
If you did not email it to him in the last 35 seconds, it has been forgotten and or deleted.
No, I got it.
I don't think you would have done this one. It's a Toddlers and Tiaras clip.
Oh, no, he's watched this. So looks like Vince brought the views for this over 4 million.
we finally got a Bernsey video with some views on it.
Oh, nice. I tried so hard to find you guys a good video that had one view.
Is there a randomizer on YouTube where you can find a bunch of videos with one view?
I just usually look at the suggestions on the side, and that's where you find the ones with the lowest view count.
I see.
You've definitely showed us ones with under 10.
Wait, why do they put the suggestions?
I'm a YouTube hipster.
So
they suggest it based on what you've searched or what you're watching.
Oh, it's not like the helpful teacher trying to get you to be friends with the weird kid.
It is that too.
Come on, he's only got one view.
Come on.
I see you're trying to masturbate to toddlers.
You might also like dogs in cardboard boxes.
I would love to travel back in time to like 1996 and have someone be like, "So, did you find JonBenet's killer yet?" It's like, "Nope, but we got this show where we watch women yell at toddlers for not wearing enough lipstick. It's pretty sweet."
Well, these events have been happening for quite a long time. They just are now on TV.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying, priorities.
Talas and Tiaras is just the TV show. It has been going on for quite a while.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we didn't find JonBenet's killer, but we made a TV show out of the people that put lipstick and stuff on little kids.
Yeah, you can't stop those little kids from being cutie patooties.
I guess not.
Got them on Facebook.
I can.
That's true.
All right. Well, I guess I have a darker sense of humor than you guys. Anywho.
Do you want to intro this, Bernsy?
I don't know the girl's name, so we'll just make it up. And it's a very special episode, and it's honoring Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman.
Oh, yes.
Such a shame what happened to that nice lady.
What?
Here comes Pretty Woman.
They dressed Paisley up like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman as a prostitute. And I would never, ever do that to my little girl, ever. Us pageant moms already take a huge rap for what we're doing to our little girls. And it's outfits like that that gives us a bad rap.
This is Paisley as Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Good job.
So they take a huge rap? I didn't even know
they
that.
They get a bad rap, essentially.
But she said they take a huge rap.
Oh.
Oh, man. I took a huge rap today at lunch.
You ate a huge rap and then you made a rap?
No, I took a huge rap.
Oh. Yeah, that was a little disturbing. These look like huge patent leather rain boots that were not the size of the tiara or the toddler.
Well,
they matched her tiara.
That's true. They matched her fake blonde wig, too.
I like how her name is Paisley. Cause
her name is fantastic.
She's named after a pattern.
So that's, here's what I would like from this show is to just compile a list and keep the list of the toddlers from the show for the next, I don't know, how old are they now? About 5. So about the next 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see where they are in 15 years.
I would watch that show.
Probably famous.
Maybe they'll be on Chopped.
Well, in the basket,
I'm guessing that.
And I'm the dark one.
What
you want to chop up a toddler? I was just talking about.
But only to make her into a delicious dish, which will be judged harshly.
I'm guessing they'd probably be on something like Cat House, The Return.
I don't know what that is.
That's the Bunny Ranch show on HBO.
Hookers at the point.
Streetwalker one.
Well, no, so they're not streetwalkers. They actually live at a whorehouse.
Yeah, no, but isn't there one where they talk to hookers on the street?
Yeah, that's Hookers at the Point or something.
Yeah.
There what? You go. That's the one I was trying to think of.
Yeah.
What self-respecting whoresmen would let themselves be filmed?
Like the men that go there?
Yeah.
Whoresmen? They're called Johns.
I thought John was...
Horsemen sounds so great, though.
It's the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
I want to put horsemen on my resume.
I'm an accomplished horseman.
I believe they're called whoremongers anyway.
No, that's the person that sells the whores. That's a pimp. A fishmonger isn't a type of fish.
No, but he hangs out with fish all the time. He consorts with them.
No, he sells them.
Well, yeah, but
a pimp is a whoremonger.
Ladies, the horsemen are here. Tidy up. Saddle up. Horsemen are here.
But it's a racetrack announcer. I like that.
You have to.
And we got number 4 coming around the bend.
But you have to consort with the fish to sell them.
Are you still on this?
Yeah.
But anyway, how is any of that footage usable? You're banging whores.
It's on HBO. They don't show penetration. They show pretty much every, you've never watched any of the HBO?
I don't get HBO. I have to get it on demand.
God.
It's the only way I can watch the Game of Thrones.
Do you even have a TV?
I'm going to cancel cable. I said this last week. I'm tired of this shit.
I think you said it a couple months ago.
I'm doing it. Shut up.
Seriously.
I got a month left.
Seriously. All right, Burnsy, what's next?
We got the song of the week.
Oh, wow.
I do not care for your songs.
You're going to care for this one.
This is called Work It by Ilvis. It's like Elvis, but it's spelled with a Y at the beginning.
I believe these gentlemen are Norwegian.
Mm. We like Norwegians.
And they are going to change the face of the rap game as we know it.
It does have over 186,000 views. So.
Wait, I brought you a pretty popular one.
All right, let's rock this. Work
yeah.
It.
Let me see the masses on the floor. This one coming at you, B-style, Brovis.
Brovis.
East Coast party style, bitches going crazy. Booty shaking never ceases to amaze me. Girl, I wanna get you into my bed, but we ain't gonna sleep, we make love instead. Your vagina is a self-cleansing muscular tract with over 50,000 nerve cells ready to act. In fact, 6.5 inches side to side, and with a pH value of 4.5. When you become aroused, blood flow increase.
This is amazing. So just for all you listeners out there, there is full subtitles for this, FYI.
And infographics. They're showing the measurements.
They are. It's sort of like the Bud Light ad where they, or Miller Light or one of those, where they move their fingers around and draw things.
It's like
Madden Vision.
It's like Pulp Fiction, like when she calls them square and she actually draws it out.
It's like
the
Telestrator?
Yes. Yeah.
To the vagina, labia, and clitoris.
Dude, labia, come on, bro.
The inner walls of the vulva expanding, as well as increasing vagina lubrication. Let me see you work it, come on, let me work it. I wanna see you work it, come on. You gotta work it. It means you gotta have sex. You gotta work it. It's not literally talk, you gotta about work it. Oh, baby. You gotta work.
Isn't this kind of like that Reggie Watts song where it's like the literal rap song? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Are these guys sort of like the Swedish Lonely
like
Island
shit stack?
That's what I thought, but you know what? I don't want them to be.
I like it, whatever it is.
You gotta work it. Again, he's talking about sex. You gotta work it. We're not talking about a traditional employment situation. You gotta work it.
Come on, talk about vaginas.
Just in the top in oil and lubes. It's the D51 with the aluminum tube. We got five main.
Oh man, now he's rapping about his jacuzzi.
I thought that was the lubricant.
No, D51 is his jacuzzi.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they put it on the screen.
Oh, it shows.
Yeah, but that's
I stopped
swag,
watching.
Man, he's going to brag about his jacuzzi.
Dude, don't be a swagger jagger, bro.
You can't hate on him.
Well,
is that what that means?
What? Swagger jagger?
If I jag your swag, just
Yeah.
Oh.
We're
God.
Coming full circle right now.
Damn it.
Where were you when we were
God
talking about
damn
this?
Fuck
me.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
God.
Son of a bitch this whole time.
Damn it. Brendan would have known that if he were here.
We talked about this.
Everybody knew that except for
I miss Brendan.
Is he out because he's still looking at that picture of the pig?
Oh, God. It pooped on its balls.
He schnarzed.
Why were its balls so gigantic, though?
Because he schnarzed.
What?
He tried to hold in a sneeze, and then herniated his balls, and then when he finally let the sneeze out, he pooped on the huge herniated balls.
So is the only way to get that lonely turd off is to poop more, and then hopefully push.
Yeah, it's the convoy method.
And so, but you're going to be left. You're always constantly going to be left with a turd on there.
Not if you poop really fast.
He does a rapid fire.
Yeah,
boop, 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 boop.
It's all about momentum
and
inertia.
It's like slicing bananas, man. There's always going to be that extra banana on the knife's edge until you just got to keep slicing.
So basically, he will that the schnauzer will permanently have poop on his giant balls.
Yes.
Those are some big. That pig needs to have some sex. I'm not talking about work.
I think that's the worst porno ever.
That pig needs to have sex.
That pig needs to have some sex.
My balls.
Or could be just like the first line of a porno.
My balls are very heavy. All right, Bernsey. So we got the song of the week. We got the toddler of the week, which was a big, big hit with the Horsemen.
Absolutely.
What do we got next?
Whatever you guys want to talk about.
All right, I got one for you.
Is this an exchange? Is it like a tennis match?
Are yeah,
you gonna
it is.
One up him.
We're just batting stories. What's, back and forth.
So is this Vince's corner? Or is it it's Vince's?
Did you
octagon?
Just steal his corner?
No.
Did you pee in it?
No, I'm hanging out there with him. It's very intimate.
He keeps crop dusting my corner.
Yeah. He crop dusts many things.
When you got to get in a man's corner, you got to be intimate with him. It's not. There's no way around it.
Vince's crop dusted many meals of mine.
Oh, he's constantly farting on Ben's chicken.
Yeah. We did go to House of Prime Rib on Saturday, and Justin told me that his girlfriend made him sleep on the couch because his beef farts are so bad.
To be fair, all his farts are really bad, and that guy farts probably 10 times more than...
Stop. We were at a wedding, and he just would not stop farting, and everyone was starting to get weird about it. Like, it passed the point where it, like, circled back around to being a little uncomfortable.
Well, and he's the type of person that will try to diffuse the fart situation by sort of announcing it beforehand. Like, yeah. Oh, my God, I just farted. Get out of here.
Nobody yell at me!
Oh, my God, it was me, but oh, my God, it smells so bad. Let's get out of here.
Bernsey, what's farting like in Florida?
Humid.
So does it come out like a steamy?
Does that mean it spreads further? I mean, does scent travel further when it's humid?
Yeah, it's going to be
like,
weighted
I'll
down.
Fart, and then a Jewish guy complains.
That sounds awesome. Can I come out there and complain?
You guys can come visit anytime you want.
Well, I'm the Jewish guy. I'll complain.
But he'll also ride a motorcycle, and then people will be confused.
But the only helmet I need is a yarmulke.
That's true. Does it have a visor? You should get one with a bug.
Only Jesus provides visors.
That's what it is.
It looks like you're ready to read a news story.
I am.
You're all perched with your little news claws out.
Yeah, well, it's intimate when you read news stories. Tennessee police said they got a shock on Saturday when they discovered a wild raccoon in the car of a Parkersburg man arrested for streaking at a NASCAR event. Joshua Green, 27.
Wait. Parse. Just run through that. There's a raccoon and a man.
They arrested him for streaking, and then they found a raccoon in his car.
Gotcha.
Wait, he was. How do you streak at a NASCAR event?
I think there's a big infield, I believe. I'm assuming.
But aren't there cars in between you and the infield that are going very fast?
Oh, bye, Bernsey.
We'll get him back. But
it's like instead of the security guys, you just explode because you've been hit by a stock car. It's like, oh, they got that streaker.
I'm picturing a streaker in the middle of the track.
I don't know how I feel about this new blooping.
I don't like it. It doesn't sound like a bloop anymore.
Is that a Bernsey special?
No, that's just Skype.
What the hell? Did it not work?
No, I think you hung up on it.
This is the worst broadcast ever.
I told you never to call me here, Bernsey.
The problem with being red-green colorblind is when you get that little that icon where it's...
Did that not work? I pushed the red-green one.
They both look gray.
I pushed the neutral colored thing.
So, FYI, all you broadcast listeners, never have Vince defuse a bomb. That involves colors of red and green.
Or look at anything, really.
It's the red one or the green one? What?
Just fart.
Snip, snippity snip. Bernsey. Oh, he's permanently gone. Bernsey, you make it back?
What was that sound?
Now he's there.
Hello?
There he is.
So we learned that Vince is colorblind, and you tried to call, and he pushed the red button and asked, did that work?
Oh, you guys.
That's a true story. Just happened.
All right.
Back to the story about raccoons.
Back to the story. This is, I believe Bernsey sent me this anyway. Joshua Green, 27, was naked when officers arrested him in a local subdivision in Bristol, Tennessee. Multiple witnesses called police after Green went streaking through Pit Row Market, where concerts were being held for the weekend's races. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Oh, well, races weren't even going on.
During the investigations, officers were surprised when they saw that Green was keeping a live raccoon confined in the back seat of his car. He had it in a large plastic tote with some holes in it so it could breathe, he said. I wouldn't let officers open the tote until Wildlife Agency got there to tell us what to do with it. Green and his girlfriend found the raccoon at nearby Warriors Pass State Park and chased it into their car. They had it.
Wait, stop again. They're like, get out of here. Get it. Oh, no. Oh, God damn it.
They chased it into the car like they wanted it. And then it drove away.
I'm going to fuck you, raccoon.
They had it in their minds for their reasons that they were rescuing it, he said.
From nature? It's all right. We'll get you back into a car. We're going to get you back on that freeway.
Mr. Raccoon, you want to be so civilized. Mr. Raccoon, have you ever seen a human penis? I'm about to go streak and watch this.
I'm going to go get famous, and then I'm going to fuck you.
Hey, Raccoon, wait right here. I got to go show my peener to a couple people out on pit row.
I'm going to guess that there was a lot of meth involved in that.
Well, it's a lot of drugs.
You think it was something else besides meth?
Yeah, probably meth. You're right. I mean, it could have been a lot of alcohol.
I've swung a dead possum around for probably about 4 hours.
Spun around like a helicopter?
Yeah, spun it around like a helicopter. Yeah, banging it on stop signs.
Really?
Like parked cars? Picture. Yeah.
Were you by yourself? Because I could picture
you. No, Vince was there.
Took lots of pictures. He loved that dead raccoon.
Why do I picture you loving it so
banging
much?
Banging against cars, the alarm would go off.
We taped it to this guy's door.
With duct tape?
Yeah. Where'd we get the duct
tape? No, it was packing tape. Oh. Somebody had packing tape. Mm.
It's an odd situation.
Didn't he put a parakeet in your pillowcase or something?
Yeah. And a live chicken through my window. It's retribution. I was like, what's wrong with my pillow? And I reach in, there's just a dead parrot. Like, where the fuck did this come from? They're like, I don't know. Found it.
It's like the darkest Monty Python sketch.
I could picture you having a lot of fun with the dead possum.
Anyway, I'm just saying, sometimes you scare things into your car, have sex with them, then swing them around when they're dead.
Like, who hasn't?
It's how my parents met. Bernsey, what's the last movie that you saw?
Last movie that I saw? I did just get, I didn't see it yet, but this reminds me, I did just
Whoa,
get evil.
You can't just, here's a movie I haven't seen.
Okay, fine. The last movie I saw...
Wait, where was he going with that?
Yeah, what
it was
are you,
Fright Night.
What are you about to watch?
Oh, that's right.
What are you about to
After I'm done with this, I'm going to sit down and watch Evil Bong 1 and 2 on DVD.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
Did you buy it? You,
how can I not buy it?
It's pretty good. I still haven't watched the Andy, the hell was it? Andy Sedaris collection with Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Yeah, I've had that for a few months now. I haven't cracked it yet.
What is Evil Bong? Why do you guys talk about it like we should all know?
You should know.
Well, I have not been introduced to it on Bernsey's Corner. That's where I learn about all my pop culture.
Let's read the synopsis for Evil Bong. I got it.
He just got texted about it.
This came out in 2006.
Have you heard of Evil Bong?
I have not.
Has Brendan?
I have not. Roar!
Well, we found out about it because Evil Bong 3 just came out, and it's actually Evil Bong 3D.
Clever.
Here's the original. Here's the synopsis for the original. Straight-laced nerd Alistair moves into a college dorm with hardcore marijuana users Brett, Larnell, and Bachman.
Bachman?
Larnell orders an old giant bong that proves to have strange magical powers. When smoked, said bong sends a person to a bizarre, drugged-out alternate realm from which there's no easy escape. So that sounds fun.
But you have not watched it yet, Bernsey.
No, I haven't.
But it's in your possession.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Is the cover art awesome?
It's very fantastic.
Are you just waiting for Eden to come over and you're going to watch it with her?
I don't know. I might be inviting Paisley over.
You don't want to have anything to do with that chick. That chick is a slut.
Yeah. Watch your mouth.
Wow. So the tagline for Evil Bong Part 2, first of all, it's called Evil Bong 2 King Bong. And the tagline is, in 3D if you're stoned.
When all is said and done, that's going to be the best $10 I've ever spent.
You should adapt it into a feature called Eden Bong.
That's a bit of a stretch.
You guys?
Yeah, no.
Anybody?
That's a bit of a stretch.
Eden Bong?
No.
Bit of a stretch.
Really, no.
Not at
all.
I mean,
there's an angle we could go with this, and I just don't think I'm ready to go there yet.
Why not?
Because.
You should try. All right, well, we don't have to go there if you don't want to go there. So the last movie you saw was Fright Night.
Yes, I think so.
How was it? I heard you say you said it was great.
I absolutely loved it. I want to rave about it for hours.
That shit's been on, like, the one they remade has been on Netflix Instant Demand for as long as Netflix Instant Demand's been around.
What, the original?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that? I never saw, like, I didn't understand.
People have said things, it keeps coming up. People are like, oh, we should watch that sometime. Like, really?
Yeah.
The original Fright Night?
Yeah, I don't know. People have fond memories of it or something.
You did?
Yeah, like 15 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was the first horror movie I ever saw as a kid, so that's why it stuck with me all these years.
It didn't stick with me too much. I don't know. I remember, like, I was younger and I was all into horror movies, but I would get too scared, so my dad would fast forward. This is when I was probably like 10 or...
Oh, then you have to watch it go all fast, and all the vampires are super quick, and they're eating your brains all fast.
You're
like,
but then he'd rewind, and I know it was going to happen, so I wouldn't get as scared. It's good times.
So you'd watch it anyway?
Yeah.
So you'd go through it really fast, and then you'd watch it again in regular speed.
Yep.
And that helped?
Yep.
That's weird.
Yep. Eden, take notes. When you're watching movies out there.
It was the same way with motorcycles.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You
scatterbrain Vince is all over the place.
Lateral.
What's
as
the
fuck.
Opposite of on fire? It's like on
doused
glaciers.
On water.
Off ice.
Off fire. Yeah. Now, but they've been remaking a bunch of movies lately that, like, I understand trying to remake, you know, like Blade Runner or something that everybody
remaking
remembers.
Remaking Blade Runner?
They are, yes.
Really? Is it really Scott?
They have a porno parody coming out.
Of Blade Runner?
That? What's that called?
Babe Runner, I think.
Weak.
Hey, it's got Evan Stone in it, so it's going to be the best.
Dude, I watched the Blade Runner with the voiceover. I'd never seen anything but the Ridley Scott Director's Edition.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, that is such a bad movie. Like,
what,
Harrison Ford voiceover at the end?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Well, they said she'd only live for 5 years, but we're doing great out in the country. We're driving a car. Everything's going swell. The end. And then, like, reads the credits.
Fun times.
No.
But not. No, you know what I meant.
No.
But what I'm saying was I understand when they remake something like Blade Runner, but now we've gotten into, maybe it's just the horror ones, like where it was Fright Night, which I didn't even really remember. Then there's whatever the Guillermo del Toro one was Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Oh, that was like, that was like a TV movie from the 70s.
About a haunted house. I don't know. There was nothing about it that seemed remotely interesting in any way.
Wait, you don't like Katie Holmes?
Not really, no.
Is she in that movie?
Her boobs look good in The Gift. The Gift would have been a good movie.
What about The Gift?
Freudian slip. They look great on the internet. I mean, the internet.
No,
Vince. The internet.
Through a GIF, let's be honest.
Yeah, how do you not have a GIF from The Gift?
I'm sure there. I bet I could Google it right now and it'd come flying up.
in
3D?
Just, and then just wobbling.
No way. Scientology shuts that down.
They can do that?
Yeah, they can do anything. They're very powerful.
Everything.
They're very powerful.
I live right next to the Scientology Center here. There's weird people that protest out there.
We got the big one over here in Clearwater, the one that is, I think it's the biggest in the country. I'm not sure, but they had the grand opening for it a few years back, and they were, you know, advertising the hell out of like celebrity appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear the only even remotely celebrity person who showed up for this grand opening was Erica Christensen.
Which is, and who's that?
And all I can think about her is the scene in Traffic where the black guy is just railing her from behind.
That girl with the big old eyeballs.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know she was a Scientologist.
Yeah, she's a big Scientologist.
Granted, I didn't really know who she was, but
I always thought that was the chick from Bring It On. Or Julia Stiles.
Yeah, Julia Stiles and Erica Christensen.
She's fat Julia Stiles.
I get Julia Stiles, her, and...
Hey, fat Julia Stiles, come here!
What's the other blonde? Oh, Kate Bosworth.
We got some holes, man, that want to meet you.
Kate Bosworth. That's the other one that I get confused with those couple.
Really?
Who's Kate Bosworth?
I'll bet you Julia Stiles was upset when she lost out on a chance to have a black guy rail her in traffic.
damn it, agent! What do I pay you for? If not to have a black guy...
Giles, come in here. We've got something to discuss.
I think that she talks like an old English guy.
That's because we only have like four accents.
I was in the theater, and I saw this colored fellow railing a woman who looked particularly similar to myself.
Just ratting away, and I thought,
that should be me. Why is that not me? I need that job agent in here. Sit down.
Unacceptable.
Scratch that, stand up. You're not sitting today.
Tried to watch Southland Tales. I've been saving that up for when I got
home. I haven't watched that yet.
Yeah, I got baked and could not get through it.
See, I still, people are like, oh, do you like Richard Kelly? And I've only seen Donnie Darko so far.
And I really liked the trailer. It was like the 300 where the trailer was really appealing to me and interesting. And it was like, oh, it's got Wave of Mutilation in it. And it looks like it's going to be super meta. And he only hired people that are retarded. And, you know, it's got like fucking Stifler and Buffy and The Rock.
Biling.
And The Rock and Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
And it was just, I was like, this is going to be interesting. And everyone's giving it like a bad rap, and it is so disjointed and nonsensical, and just like he scribbled it down when he was high, and it keeps saying like the Republicans. It's tacky and weird.
Kind of like Sucker Punch.
I didn't see Sucker Punch, but I assume, yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah. That was kind of what I thought of Sucker Punch, was like, this guy thought of this in a fever dream and then never decided to edit it for his conscious mind.
Or even just sort of proofread it.
Yeah.
Bernsey
does that all the time.
What's that?
Makes trailers that get you excited and then not fulfill your promises.
Yeah, he's always just getting me all worked up.
Whoa, let's not go public with this yet.
Getting me all worked up, and then he never comes through. It's like he's been hanging around with those little pageant girls too much. That's how they all are.
Teases?
Mm-hmm. Bunch of teases? Just walking around.
But if I don't tease you, you're not going to keep bringing me back for more.
Look, I'm just saying, I'd take a half alive raccoon over a dead pageant girl any day.
Which half of the raccoon?
Whichever's
the last living.
Would you go left half, right half, or would you go front or back?
The raccoon have a stroke?
No, you said you wanted half of it.
Yeah, do I want the raccoon's face or vagina?
Or you could have half of both.
Raccoons have vaginas? I've been doing this wrong for so long.
They could have a cloaca.
No, they could not.
No, they really can't.
They do have a mouth. That's what Brett likes.
No, teeth.
Brett loves their mouth.
Teeth.
He makes love to their mouth.
They have reticulated jaws.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I heard it on the zoo books one time.
I read it in zoo books.
I think they had an article on that in Highlights. Bernsey and I have an ongoing argument over which animal is better, the Hyrax or the capybara.
Hyrax.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are amateurs.
Capybara is a fish, man.
Capybaras are awesome. The Hyrax has the damn Kirsten Dunst teeth, and that's just not cute.
Hey, you don't say shit about Julia Stiles like that.
No, he's talking about Kate Bosworth.
And the fourth is just a Hyrax.
Kate Bosworth is like three quarters forehead, is she not? I thought it was four quarters.
I'll tell you what, when Danger posted that scene breakdown of Stone Cold, for some reason I ended up on Brian Bosworth's Wikipedia page, and I was devastated to find out that Kate Bosworth isn't his daughter.
That would be a good story,
especially since their last names aren't the same.
It is. They are. What?
He's got a Z.
No, he doesn't.
No, it's not. It's S.
He officially changed it. No, did he really? He's not like Styles G. White. It's like, oh.
You changed it with a Z.
Styles G. White, Julia Styles' father?
I thought Barry White.
All honesty,
Barry White's son.
I thought Kate Bosworth was Australian.
Is she?
I didn't think she was American. Bernsey, look this up for us.
He's not our secretary.
Are you using Lindy's computer?
I have very loud keys.
I'm saying Australian.
All right. You want me to look it up?
I thought Bernsey.
I'm sorry. I got to Kate in Google, and Kate Upton came up, and I'm sorry. I'm lost.
I've already started masturbating.
Well, his pants were off.
Oh, she's an American actress.
Oh, damn it. I lost that one. And it's not Brian Bosworth's daughter or son.
She's from L.A.
That's disappointing.
She looks like she weighs 16 pounds.
I think she's got clothes on, yeah.
You have to wrap her in electrical tape so she doesn't explode when you have sex with her?
I want to dress her up like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Got you on Facebook.
I want to make her make a video and then slow it down and then play it back.
Just the scary parts, though.
Make her talk about hairspray.
Burns, you just do you have anything else in your corner? I think we're winding this thing down.
Oh, we ran out of this. We ran out of his stuff in his corner hours ago.
Are you still in his corner, Vince?
I did have this commentary that someone sent me from a British film called Outlaw.
How do you guys hear of all these movies?
What is that even?
People sent me things.
I just read a lot.
I don't really know who this guy is. I don't know if he's like famous to British people. His name's Danny Dyer, and he's
of course.
Yeah, I don't know, but
do you really know who that is?
This DVD commentary was entertaining, nonetheless.
Danny Dyer's quite a filmmaker.
Fucking hostile reception when it came out. A lot of people, a lot of press didn't like it. Now they thought it was fucking too violent. They thought it was glorifying violence. You know, the maddest thing is they thought it was about a fucking country that doesn't exist. They're saying that, well, you know, the press were saying, oh, how can you fucking say that about this film? You know, how can you say we live in a lawless country and there's Nazis running around and there's people running around stabbing each other? And say, what fucking papers you reading, you dozy cunts?
No star. I've never seen No Stars before. The fucking broadsheet cunt.
He sort of said it proves I'm a good filmmaker, it proves they're all good acting and it's all really well made film and that, but he just said it was disgusting.
Do you think that they're ever gonna fucking take to us or what? They're ever gonna fucking or what? I mean what? I just don't get it. We work our fucking bollocks off, me and you. Do you know what I mean?
I wasn't expecting to be that hostile, do you know what I mean?
Lazy Nick Love, die again as
you know what I mean.
It's a dream which comes true and all that, and it's
is that what I said?
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was. I fucking piped up, it was loaded.
Yeah.
Sort of saying, oh, Lazy Nick Logan. It's like, oh, you fucking slugs.
I know. The bottom line is, you're never going to make a film to fucking please everybody. You know what?
This is basically the voice I hear in my head every time I'm trying to type in Jason Stathamese.
Well, that's an official language now, right?
I was a cunt, didn't I?
Didn't I? Didn't I?
Did he just make a comment about slopes?
I don't know.
We worked our fucking bollocks off.
I thought that was our term.
Didn't we?
What, slopes?
Yeah.
Is it? No,
Vince, can we get the do you know what I mean from that on the soundboard? And then we could just have a do you know what I mean off?
British versus Australian.
Happens too fast. It's over in an instant.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that one's really good.
Yeah, so there's that.
What did that relate to?
Nothing.
I don't really even know what happened.
Yeah, I just got Britished on.
I was just grasping at straws.
I got British all over my face.
Yeah, I was just grasping at straws. Right. So this other thing that someone sent me, it was cool.
Well, I think that'll do it, unless, Vince, do you have anything else on the agenda for our listeners
out
there?
So I live by the strip club.
Did you see a lady peeing on the sidewalk?
No,
because
but
I did
the
today.
Strip. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So I was riding my Jew motorcycle with my yarmulke to work. This is a true story, by the way. And just stopped at a stoplight on my way to work. I passed through the Tenderloin, which is neither tender area.
Well, it's a lot of loin.
A lot of loin. It's the homeless / drug addicted part of San Francisco. To rent a place there, you either need to be homeless. Or be addicted to drugs, which leaves just
like to party.
Or like
dare
really,
to dream.
Yeah, really like to party. So I look over to my
you
right.
You have to sign the lease with a shared needle.
Yeah, with your own blood. So I look to my right as I'm stopped at the stoplight, and lo and behold, there's a woman just peeing right in the middle of the sidewalk. I don't even mean squatted down. She's just sort of like hands on her knees. She's not even squatted down in a catcher's stance. She's just basically like leaning forward just a little bit, and her pants.
Pictures?
What's that, Bernsey?
Did you get any pictures?
I got a couple on. I posted them to Facebook. Got them on Facebook, and she just does like a little shake towards the end, and
she's trying to drip dry.
She went in for a drip dry, and then she just pulled her pants up and just started walking. Just walking. This is the middle of the sidewalk. Not even in the
like
gutter.
3 in the afternoon?
No, well, it was like 8:45 in the morning.
I don't know if that's better.
That's worse, I think. Yeah. But she just woke up and had to pee. And wow. This was just right in the middle of the sidewalk. And I said, oh, I'm off to work. That was weird.
You and I wake up in our beds and have to pee. We go in the toilet. You wake up on the sidewalk.
You go on the sidewalk.
You walk to the street, yeah. Or maybe you woke up in the street and then walk to the sidewalk.
Yeah, I just...
Either way.
Yeah.
Take the bus here sometimes. That's always fun.
Do you see people peeing off?
Oh! Like you get a huge sort of rush when there's an empty seat available because then it's like, yeah, I don't have to sit by a junkie.
And then there's a...
Well, so like last time I did this, I sat down. I'm like, yay, empty seat. I'm the winner. And then some old hunched over white man in like a Navy captain's hat. Like he's a captain of a ship.
There's nothing better than an old guy in a captain's hat.
Yeah, he comes in. He shuffles in and he sits down and he looks around nervously. And then he brings out his tiny blue baggie of I don't know, some white powder, but he's not like taking bumps off of his hand, you know, like where they'll tap a little bit out then take it off their hand. He's just like putting the bag in his nose and like inhaling from the bag. And he's like kind of like covering it up with his arm. He's sitting right next to me, like we're touching shoulders, right? I'm just, all right, yay, I'm the winner.
You think it was heroin or speed or coke?
It could have been any of the three. I mean, yeah. It's
all three.
Yeah, it could have been a wonderful mix that takes you straight to a fantasy realm.
That's called the triple play.
That is not easy to escape. Yeah.
You couldn't judge by his reaction?
Oh, so here's what's an upper. It's probably, if it's heroin, it's got small amounts of it, because then for the rest of the bus ride, he just starts shaking one foot. And then staring at the shaking foot like it's trouble, and he's watching it in case it turns into a snake.
Well, it did turn into a snake at some point.
Well, I didn't see it, but...
You didn't see the snake or his foot?
I didn't see the actual transformation. I saw the snake later and the foot before, but I just figured, you know, stage tricks.
Speaking of you on a bus...
Me on a bus!
I saw the documentary Shut Up, Little Man, which is currently on demand and a couple other... Wait, and I don't know if you guys know about it, but it's like about in San Francisco, these guys in the 80s, they moved here in the 80s and they moved next door to this really loud. There was these two guys living together, and one was like a raging homophobe and one was like this super bitchy gay man. And for some reason, they were living together and they were both drunk and they would just get super wasted and yell at each other at all hours of the night. So they eventually started recording them. And it became like this whole phenomenon. It became like this viral found comedy sensation, like in the days before the internet. And it was funny because in the documentary, when they were talking about, and this was before YouTube, but this was before you could see this all the time. And then they showed this short montage of clips from YouTube, like maybe about three clips. And one of them was this fight that takes place on a bus in San Francisco. And I immediately recognized the video because Brett is in the background of this video. Like, there's this Chinese woman and a black woman, and they're, like, karate kicking each other on the bus.
No, hold on. To be fair, the Asian lady's karate kicking.
Yeah.
Come on. That's true. Brett could probably give us a better play-by-play since he was there. Brett just sort of shuffles away from it.
No, so I'm in the seats that face each other, and the black lady had her purse on the seat next to her a little bit. Like it wasn't, she hadn't set it down and claimed the seat. And the Chinese lady came in and sat down partially on her purse. And she got upset about this. And the Chinese lady didn't seem to speak English. And then they sort of stood up. And this is probably six bus stops that they're standing up threatening each other. And I'm reading my book the whole time because this is just standard bus action for me. And people are starting to get nervous that don't ride the bus every day, right? Because
are they gonna fight?
Like I'm not gonna interrupt my read flow because someone's gonna fight because they always fucking fight. There's at least an altercation a month on the bus. I saw a dude punch a window out. One time I was riding home and some chick screams, "Did you just light my hair on fire?" And then I kind of
Brett said
I
no.
I kind of perk up, and then immediately the whole bus smells like burnt hair. And then everyone shoves this homeless guy off the bus. It's like, you know what? If you can't go three stops without lighting another human's hair on fire, you kind of just get your human card revoked. Like, you're just out. You're out.
I was on a bus once where they had to kick a guy off because he was smoking crack. That was fun.
They don't usually kick him off for that.
Well, they ask him to share?
Well, they just they casually carry on driving the bus. Who's kicking them off?
All the other passengers are like,
"Oh, really?
Fuck off!"
You had a little citizens action going on.
Yeah, he had a glass pipe with, I don't know if it was crack or meth or something else. But anyway, proceed.
Probably just tobacco.
Yeah, in a glass pipe. That's how I always smoke my
out
tobacco.
Of a light bulb.
Yeah, broken light bulb.
I would enjoy seeing someone smoke crack out of a corn cob pipe.
So anyway.
Oh, so anyway, yeah. So these two ladies are getting into it. I have to set the book down because a dude brings out his iPhone to start filming, and then the karate kicks start flying. And it's like all the comments on YouTube are like, why didn't someone step in and break it up? It's like they're pretty evenly matched, and I kind of wanted to see it, and I kind of think they both deserved it. Like, you can't just...
You don't break up a one-on-one. You break it up when someone else jumps in.
Yeah, or if they're unevenly matched. And
or, yeah, if someone's on the ground just getting kicked in the
face. Yeah, once the person's unconscious and getting kicked, then it's like, all right, buddy, it's over.
They both kind of escalated. Like, any one of them could have been like, oh, sorry, carry on sitting on the bus. Didn't realize this was such a fucking heated conversation.
Tail of the tape would be fairly even.
Yeah. So, that was entertaining. I went into work and I was like, they're like, why are you late? And I'm like, there were fisticuffs.
Is it like that in Orlando, Bernsey? Or are they just like pageant moms throwing chingasos over hair extensions?
They're just spilling their drinks on my lap everywhere I go.
And then trying to suck it off.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's how I do it.
All right. You ready to put this one to bed?
Oh, I am. All right. How are we going to do it?
Well, it's have Bernsey do it.
I'd actually like to just take 1 second, if I can, to wish Jonathan Taylor Thomas a happy 30th birthday.
Oh, is it really his 30th birthday?
He's older than we are? Than I am? So old.
Not older than me.
Everybody just looked at Brett.
Brett, do you know how old I am? Because it is more than 30. All right, well, Bernsey, thank you for letting us into your corner and letting Vince into your corner. That's a scary proposition.
Thank you for letting us out of your corner. It is a dangerous place, your corner, and I know that you are in charge.
But it is scary.
It's very intimate there.
It's very intimate.
I like you guys. That's why I let you keep coming in.
Oh, that's very kind.
You got honest faces.
Well, the publicists that work the movie screenings tell Vince what fucking movie you're letting him into, especially since you don't make him sign it anymore, but you do make him put his cell phone in a paper bag that he has to retrieve later. Does that still happen?
No, only some screenings.
Oh.
Although now I just pretend not to have a cell phone whenever they do that.
Wow, taking it to the man.
Well, believe it or not, they do not have...
Suck on this!
I have neither a cell phone nor a paper bag. Yeah. Suck it.
Well, no. Believe it or not,
they do not have the best checking procedure. They give you a number, and then they don't really go in order. Then they just, like, they have a giant pile of bags, and they pick one up, and they go, 764? 764? And then if no one's there, they'll go to the next. And then you might, you know, if you could be number two, and you might be there all afternoon. You have no idea.
I do like Vince. I'm picturing Vince on the way out, just showing him the cell phone, like, yeah. Suck on this. Had this the whole time, bitches.
What's up? No, of course I didn't give him I'm holding a cell phone up to my ear. No one can see this. Anyway, let's put it to bed. Good night. And good chins. And good schnarzing.